Well, happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 31st, 2011, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight, we're truly blessed to have another true legend in Legal Shield as our special guest speaker. To introduce him, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member now in his 28th year with Legal Shield, the leader of our More Success team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I'm right here, Randy, and really glad to be here. You know, before I even introduce this guest speaker tonight, Randy, I'd like to say a few words. You know, we've had some bumps lately, some people jump ship lately, but I tell you what, I've been in this since my 28th year, and the speaker coming on has been there longer than I have. And I want to tell you, he and I both will tell you the best thing you can do is stay in the saddle, set where you're at, go out and recruit new people, and look around at the people that stayed, how much residual income they're growing, what you're in for the long haul, what we're in for tonight. We got a little back
in Arizona, Arkansas.
Okay, but you know, Randy, down in Nashville, Tennessee, I've got a attorney Barkley. I heard him on a while ago, and man, he's doing a great job. And he has an associate named Mark Word, and called Mark up the other day and put a challenge to him. And you know, Mark went right out there and he just met that challenge full blast ahead. I'm really proud of Mark. And, you know, sometimes, Randy, all your downline needs is just a call or a good word from you, and even sometimes the upline needs a little call or encouragement. So this is a great business. It's a great family. A great family business, as you and Jeremy and I know, and the next speaker knows. So I tell you what, Randy, this year's soon gone, and I still say next year, if everybody stays in the saddle, it's going to be the most glorious year we've ever had in Legal Shield. I almost said prepaid, folks, but I'm trying my best to break myself of the habit. But anyhow, let's get on with the program tonight. This next gentleman, Randy, you know, he's one of the original Millionaire Club members also. Been with the company since 1983, you know, platinum four jacket earner, makes success of $400,000 a year, knows how to get out there, whether it's writing a group app or a network marketing app. It doesn't matter with him. He just likes to help people and do a good job. And most of all, though, Randy, I like to count him as my friend, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you, Kenneth. And, you know, when you was talking to me about talking to Nat, I could only think about, Kenneth, the days when you started and we started back years and years ago, and things sure have changed. And, folks, I want to talk to you tonight, and I'm going to probably do different than you've ever heard me talk before, because I want to talk about something that I feel like, and I heard Kenneth mention there, people jumping ship and people doing that, doing a different thing. Well, you know, folks, there's weak people. People too weak to follow their dreams will always find a way to discourage others. And, you know, when I look at those people that are weak, they're just trying to destroy your dreams. I don't care what you were doing. I don't care if you was pitching horseshoes, they'd say one of them was out of round. And there's three C's in life. That's choice, chance, and change. And, you know, you must make the choice to take the chance if you want anything in your life to change. You know, people want things to change, and they're not willing to make the choice and take the chance to have it to happen. And, you know, I don't know what in the world some people are thinking. Kenneth and I have both seen people jump ship before, and as soon as they got off and drowned, they hollered at me, can you throw me a life raft? You know, our company, the Legal Shield, is just going through some things that I've seen happen before. You know, it's not anything new, and it won't be anything that won't happen probably again. You know, as you make changes and things are you know, happen, the road to success is not straight. You know, I read a little poem, and I'm going to read it to you, and I hope that I can read it before you can understand it here from me. There's a curve that's called failure, a loop called confusion, speed bumps called friends, red lights called enemies. You will have flats called jobs, but if you have a spare called determination, an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, a driver called belief, you will make it to a place called success. Now, I believe that, folks, that the Legal Shield is doing things that I just could never believe that would happen in this new bonus program they're talking about that they came up with. And my grandson, Larry Daniels, has been in the business, and he's talking to people, and people are calling him, and we run some figures on it. And, you know, if, and I don't care how you run the figures, it gets to be scary. And the Players Club, Gordon Dare has been around now since 1982, and I have him in my team. And he talks about the Players Club being the best program that he's ever seen since 1982 this company's come up with. Now, folks, that's 30 years. Gordon Darrow sold 25,000-plus memberships, and he says that he's never seen anything like the Players Club since the day it's come up with. And, you know, we've really started putting a lot of emphasis on being Players Club qualified. And then, you know, when you call Players Club qualified, we're going to talk about Players Club check qualified. The new program that they've come out with for directors and above is going to get on what they call the Players Club check qualified promotion, that you're going to be able to get a bonus. Now, I want all of you to stop and think about this thing. They've just come up with it this month, and it's going to take some time to get in place. Now, I don't care what level you are in this business. You can go out there, and you can do two things with it. There's two things that everyone does. You spread positive, or you spread negative. And I don't care which one you do, you're going to be probably pretty good at it. You know, you can be positive about it and make it happen for you. You can be negative, and a year from now, you're going to say, why am I not check qualified? You know, I talk to people about that all the time. We got more people this time that's going to be qualified in the Players Club than I can ever remember since the beginning of the Players Club, because we're talking about being check qualified. Now, folks, you need to go and get some information on that. I won't get into all the details, but being check qualified means you've got the persistency, and you've been there 12 months in order to get in the bonus program. I really believe sincerity, and with all my heart, that there are going to be some people when these checks start coming out that's going to say, oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe it. You know, you look at the numbers the companies run and the number of people that's going to be affected by the viral ads. You know, these ads are going out, and if you've seen the new trash can ad, you've got to love it. If you hadn't seen it, shame on you. You need to go out there and look at it, the holiday ad, the different things that have been put out there for us now that we've never had. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you. Now, you've got to make a little bit of effort to make this thing happen. And you've got to decide, am I truly an associate? Am I doing my best? Am I certain that what I'm doing is helping others? Am I going to be able to accomplish my goal? And again, you can be positive, you can be negative. But I will tell you, I really believe from all my heartfelt, that if you look at the number of people that's going to touch, they talk about 5 million people that it's going to touch, that's possible, could be a possible membership. And let's just say we do 20% of them. And I talked to Gordon Darrow, which, like I said, has been around a long time. If we just do 20% of that, that's $1 million. And you take the amount of money that you know what a membership brings, just a $17 plan, if it brought it in, and you had a million of them times that, and you were in a bonus pool, what could it be? You know, my son is in corporate management with Walmart, and they have a profit sharing. And what's really got him excited about it, and like my wife started out with Mr. Sound back in 1972 when they had the profit sharing. And we know people that have walked away with multi-millionaires that own anything they've ever had. They've been able to fulfill their dreams. Now, you know, I'm asking you, what is your dream and what's your goal? What do you want from this company? The real thing you've got to assess in this new check-qualified Players Club is, what do I want from this company? And I don't care who it is, Kenneth Moore can't beg you to do it, Randy Moore can't beg you to do it, nobody can beg you to do it. You got to make the decision. I'm going to tell you something, these people that's leaving, I don't care. The one thing that you need to know about network marketing is go back and study the history of it. I don't care what company you're with or whatever. Network marketing is self-cleansing. Every once in a while, it dumps the trash. It just dumps the garbage out of it. I don't care, whatever you want to call it. And one time I was speaking to a man that was very successful in network marketing, and I asked him, I said, why is about every 5 to 10 years you'll see what you call a turnover? And he said, it's simply the fact it's got to dump the bad so the good can come in. Well, I believe that what you're seeing right now with the viral ads we got, Alan Fernley, the thing that he's doing for us, if they're putting in place and the things they're trying to do, it's the forming of a formula that can make each and every one of you real successful. But you've got to do something you've probably never done. You've got to get out there. Everybody you bring in this business, you've got to get them in the Players Club. Now, the first 30 days they're in the Players Club, okay, they're in it. The second 30 days, the first 60 days in the Players Club, they're beginning to look at, well, you know, maybe there's something to this. 90 days are getting committed. You need to get people in here 90 days get them on that towards 6 months, and then you can lock some people down. You know, if you want to be an executive director, get you 10 or 15 people in the Players Club, and you can lock down executive director. Now, again, the real thing that you've got to decide, the real thing that you've got to decide is what you want from this company. I don't think that Kenneth or Randy or myself or anybody can help you do what you don't want to do. You know, it's, I don't know why people won't do what they know to do. You know, you got to get people's attention. I've tried, and it's hard to get their attention. But I believe this new Players Club check qualified. Now, we don't just talk about Players Club. Listen to what I'm saying. Check qualified. Players Club check qualified. You know, I think that you need to get you a stamp, and you need to stamp it on everything. Check qualified, check qualified, check qualified. When you get the people check qualified, they get into this bonus program that's going to come about. You're going to see a total attitude change. I don't know how long it's going to be before the bonus checks really start getting out. Kenneth may know more, better than I do out there, and they don't come with them talking about it. But let's say it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, or even a year, folks. I do know what this promotion can bring for you. Now, the people, again, that's jump shipped, if you'll check their track record, they jump shipped before. This is not their first rodeo. It won't be their last rodeo. They'll jump ship again. They're always looking for someplace. You know, folks, I had cattle, and Kenneth's got cattle, and anybody that's ever been around cattle can tell you. They can be standing knee-deep in grass, and they'll tear every fence down you got, trying to eat through the fence and a roadside that don't have anything on it. And that's what you're looking at, people. When you get out here and you see us thing, and Kathy Pence, and I know Harold Pence has been around a long time, and his wife Kathy's been around longer than I have, can tell you that this company has made changes during the period of time, and this has probably been the most positive change that we've made when they stuck in this check qualified bonus program that I've seen. And the reason why, because I know what this bonus program can be. And, you know, I've been around, like Kenneth said, a long time. Millionaires Club thing is great. Being a platinum four jacket earner, that's great. All that stuff's great. But I want to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you what I told my team. You're brand new in this business tonight, and I hope you're really taking a listen to what I'm telling you tonight. If you're brand new in this business, the opportunity for you is the same as it is a director that's not in the Players Club right now. Because a director that's not in the Players Club has got to be there 12 months to get check qualified. Well, if you're a brand new associate, you got 12 months to go director and 12 months to get check qualified, because you got to be 12 months in the Players Club to get check qualified. I don't care what level you are. If you're not already check qualified, or you've got time in it, no matter what level you are, you've got the same opportunity as anybody, folks. You've got the opportunity. I've never seen them develop the opportunity as equal for everybody the way they set this bonus program up. And please, do it for, you know, if you want to do it for yourself, do it for me, or Kenneth will tell you the same thing, do it for him. But let's make a difference in the next year and really get this thing kicking. Because it's not going to hurt you. There's not going to be any chargebacks on this bonus. Stop and think about that. It's not going to hurt your persistency. You're just going to get a check. And you're going to get paid, as Gordon Darrow says, for what you already are to be doing. It's a shame. It's almost an injustice to yourself to not be in the Players Club and be check qualified. And I just hope that you understand what I'm trying to say. Folks, I don't know what I can say to you. And I don't know what I could do for you, and I don't know how to do it. And I hope that I can bring this across to you, because I just don't know how to any other way, is the fact that prepaid legal, the legal shield, is now the new beginning. Is now's the time. You're in the ground floor opportunity of a new beginning. We've cut away. You know, when we was in Little Rock, Arkansas, Mr. Stonesifer said something that really, really meant a lot to me. As he said, the thing that sets the legal shield, he said prepaid legal back then, but the thing that sets the legal shield from other companies is our law firms, they really want to help people. You know, most of you know, and if you've ever looked at any other network marketing, what you had to do is sell the opportunity, because you didn't have anything that you're selling worth a flip. Well, what's good about here is we're actually selling something that's great, folks, that people want, people need, and it's underpriced. I heard Alan Fernley say when they came and the Mid-Ocean looked at this thing, is if I told you and your entire family you could have unlimited access to legal services from a top law firm for as little as $17 a month, would you be interested? You know, stop and listen to what I just said there. If I told you that you and your entire family could have unlimited access to legal services from a top law firm for $17 a month, would you be interested? If you ask that to people, and it's good in all 50 states and Canada, provinces, if you ask people that and they say no, they really just don't know the value of life. They don't know what it means to be able to protect their rights. Folks, I was in the Arkansas Supreme Court building today, Mary and I, and in Little Rock, and it was kind of amazing when you talk about $17 a month having total access and to a law firm in all 50 states, you know, they look at you like you're crazy because they just can't believe that can be possible. You know, but it is possible, and you have that ability to deliver that to people. But I'm going to tell you this. It don't make any difference how good it is, how good the product is, how good the opportunity is if you don't take advantage of it. But I will tell you this. I broke a new executive director, first level to Mary and I this month, that I talked to in 1983. Now, folks, I want you to back up and stop and think about what I'm saying. I talked to him in 1983, about getting in this business. And he's put me off since 1983 until October of 2011, and he went executive director. Now, that's a pretty good time span. That's a long time. But how many people have you give up on? How many people have you thought, well, they're not going to do it. I've talked to them or this or that. But, you know, I've stayed friends with them. I talked to them. I just encouraged them. You know, they've been associates now all this time. But you know what? Things change. People's lives change. Folks, your life changes. And what's right today may not be right tomorrow. And what's not right today may be right tomorrow. But you know what? If you're not there, it won't matter. If you're not there, it won't matter. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I want each and every one of you to understand this. Things are right. Things are right. Now's the best time. And, you know, you can look at this thing any way you want to. You can say, well, people are leaving. You know, you can be the negative or you can be the positive. You know, but as Dave Savola says, it might be time that you go out there and you get hold of a negative pole and bite down on that positive pole and get positive, because you might not, excuse me, you might have to get the fire shocked out of you to get you back on the right track, on the right side, moving in the right direction with the right company to make a positive and different impact on your family and your business, because I really believe now's the time, Kenneth.
Well, Larry, now is the time. You know, I've heard all that you've heard. I've heard positive, heard negative. But, you know, I had one guy just – today's been a great day. Today has been a great day for production. Today's been a great day for recruiting. You know, I just mentioned Tony Barkley earlier. Don't want to hound on him so much, but I know that he had a meeting the other night, and one guy drove all the way from Alabama up to Nashville, Tennessee, and before Tony could get through his presentation, the guy had his checkbook out, said, I've heard all he wants. You can stop now if you want to sign me up. We recruited a bunch of people that night because the real people, the people that is really looking for their dreams, they're looking for their goals and been looking. They've listened to all the shampoos and smells and snails that they can get, the dicers and the slicers and the world promisers. But they know this is a company with a 40-year record. Sure, we've had problems. We'll have problems till the day we die. And their families never say, but we have the company, we have the record, we have the product, we have the price, we have the right payment. Let it go. Randy Harp says we don't play in coupons, we pay in cash. And we had a guy come in from Texas today, drove all the way in because he had five brand new recruits. Because see, these people are excited. They're the people that decided not to let anybody steal their dreams. They didn't. listen to somebody else tell them not to. You know, I almost let somebody steal my dream. I've told this story many times. My own mother almost stole my dream. Must have loved her, but I decided to go ahead and look. Well, this is the 28th year. Well, look how things are today. I wouldn't have had the residual income I have, Larry. I wouldn't have had you as a friend, Larry, because I'd have probably never met you in this life. May have, but it'd probably been an accident passing by. But because of this company, because of staying, you know, Larry, you remember when we had a cleansing once before, all those people? Now, I know a lot of those people that are just, I mean, they're down on their luck now because they just wouldn't stay. But, you know, you and I stayed, Larry. We saw the dream. We said, this is our dream. We're not letting nobody take this dream away from us. And I'm telling you, it has been some good times, hasn't it, Larry?
That's right, Kenneth. And, you know, if you look at it, Kenneth, it's a decision. I mean, as I said, you can be positive, you can be negative. And when, you know, you look at the things that have happened and the positive side of it is it's going to do it with you or without you. And, Kenneth, I'd a whole lot rather do it with me than I had without me. And we'll tell you this. If I hadn't gotten this company, I hadn't stayed, there's one thing I sure know, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
I guarantee you Ken Moore wouldn't be where he's at. You know, besides the money, which has been absolutely fantastic. You know, Larry, you know how hard it was when we started. You know how hard it was when you started. I know you didn't have very much when you started. I didn't have nothing, just filed bankruptcy. But the product was there even then, and you know and I know it wasn't even half the product we got now. But we stayed with it, and I tell you what, If you jump ship once, you jump ship again, and you jump ship again. But if you're really sincere, you really want something for the legacy of your family, where you leave your kids and your grandkids and build up college educations, this is the time. This is the place. We're here to help you. If you don't want our help, just say so, and we'll get out of your way and go on and help somebody else. Right, Larry?
Well, you know, kind of my real thing of it is hey, if you don't want my help, don't take my time.
That's
you
right.
Know, you know, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I really believe, Kenneth, I hope that tonight that I said something in this could help somebody. But I really believe, I don't care, you know, if you're a director level and you're not already check qualified for the Players Club, or you're a brand new associate, Kenneth, this new bonus pool and you know, thing that they look about could really get big in a hurry. I mean, it could be something that could really mount up.
I would agree with you 1,000%. But just think about this. What if we didn't have it, which we never have had before, so it's going to just be something gravy on top of the steak and potatoes. I say it. Once you get to that $500 a month, that's an extra $6,000 a year. A lot of companies never give a $6,000 bonus. That's at the low side, Larry. You know that. A lot of companies never give a $6,000 bonus at the end of the year.
Well, you know,
now they give more money. So
my grandson's been in, whatever length of time he's been in, he's qualified every month, and, you know, he drives a new Cadillac SRX. And people said, how did he get it? And I said, let me show you. And, you know, the Players Club pays for him to drive that new car. I mean, it's...
And he just bought a new pickup, and I bet you he can tell you how it's paid for with the Players Club, because he's never missed the Players Club since it's been in existence.
Well,
you know?
Yeah,
it's not hard to make the Players Club if you set your mind to it.
Right. You know as well as I do that bonus programs and bonuses have been frequent in this company. You know, when you go platinum, 3 months, you get a $10,000. Then for, what, a year, $25,000. And the bonuses are all there. The bonuses programs are here. But I will tell you, just again, as you talked about there, is our product is I heard Mark Brown say this one time, and I thought it was one of the best sayings I've ever heard anybody say, is the service works and the check's cash.
That's right.
And I've never had a check go back.
You know what? I'll keep talking to you, Larry, but I bet you Randy or one of the two of the other people might want to ask you some questions, or Jeremy or Lynn about them. And so let me do that. I tell you what, let's you and I talk some more tomorrow, because I'm excited.
Hey, I've never been as excited about this opportunity right now as I've ever been. I've never been to the cut, and I really haven't. I got more people excited. And like I said, this couple's been in the business with me since I got in, and they're near EDs.
Had a text today said that the more success team have any answers. I got answers. Look at what you got, where you're at, when you come, where you want to go, and go to work.
Well, hey, that's the answer. You know, Kenneth, you said the whole answer is just go to work.
That's right. That's the whole answer. Somebody else don't want to?
I've looked for a substitute.
Come and love them and leave them and go.
Yeah. I've looked for a substitute for working. I just haven't found it yet.
Well, I've tried to get my wife to go to work, but I better quit talking and let Randy talk. Okay. Randy?
Mr. King, first of all, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you and Mary and all the longevity that you've had with this company. It's people like you and Mr. Ken Moore, you know, that's been in here not just, you know, a few years, but decades that have set and blazed the trail. And I just want to thank you in front of our team, let you know how much we appreciate you and appreciate all the hard work and the time and the effort and the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into this company, because we know that it's close to you in your heart, and we know that you'll never leave, and we just want to know how much we appreciate you for that.
Well, Randy, I appreciate that. You know, you mentioned Linda Bowden. She's been around a long time, too, and, you know, you may drift a little bit, folks. I'm going to tell you something. The wood will always drift off the shore, I mean, but and stick. I mean, you know, Randy, I appreciate what, you know, you're really saying, and appreciate your kind words for me. But I'll tell you one thing. If you see me leave this company, you just look for where they buried me.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit. You mentioned Miss Linda Bowden. She's actually on the call tonight. She's another one of the people that's a original Millionaire Club member, been in the company, you know, well over 20 years. And from Edmonton,
4 years.
Are you on the call?
I am. And Larry, you know, I was thinking as you were talking, you know, Larry King, and for everybody that's on the call right now, I mean, if I could say something to all of you, Larry King and Kenneth Moore and Gordon Dara were people, I'm in my 25th year, these are the people that I looked up to. These are the people that were on the stage, even if the stage was really small and the Liberty Room and the old home office, these were the people, the pioneers that I looked up to. And if I could encourage everybody that's on the call tonight, is to really listen to what people say, the people that have been around a long time. You know, I wish that you could go back and hang on to some of the words that people have said in the past. Because none of us on this call, none of us, especially those of us who have been around for a while, being around for a while, and none of us would have realized that what is happening right now could have ever happened. I think there'd be agreement with everybody on the call that's even been around for 10 years, 15 years, you know, 20 years.
Harold Pinson, 22 years.
Harold Pinson. None of us ever would have ever have believed that what is happening right now was going to happen. We all could look back, every one of us in this call could look back and go, God, if I just recruited one more person, or if I just had made one more executive, or if I had written one more group. I mean, so now is the time, and I'm sure that, you know, all the leaders in this call would concur with this, now is the time to start getting excited again. If you're not excited, you need to get reignited. You need to rework those goals, whatever they are. You know, they've changed, right? I know I'm reworking how I'm going to do my business. And just like Larry said, and I know Ken is the same way, Larry, you know, Randy, you know, we have Jimmy Parrish on the line, I know the Petermans, you know, all the leaders on this phone, you know, Harold Pinson, we write business every single month. We recruit people just about every single month. And we don't, and people, and I know that Larry could say this, and Ken could say this, and, you know, and those of us who have been around for a while, people say to me, well, why aren't you retired? And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's just getting good. And the longevity in being with a company for a long time, the benefit of this is that you can look at somebody and say, they'll say, you've been around for how long? I said, well, you know, I'm starting my 25th year. Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, and I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. You can recruit somebody by just saying that. But it's like Larry said, if we're bouncing from one thing to the next, then I won't even give any of that power. It's ridiculous. You're not going to ever be able to say that. You're not going to be able to look back at people like a Kenneth Moore or a Gordon Dara or a Larry King. You're not going to be able to look back and say, wow, look at what's happened. Look at the history that we're living through. And that's what it is. We're starting the new history, the new chapter in the new history book. So,
you know, Linda, you mentioned something I think is amazing. is you said people retire to do what they love to do, and I want you to know that's what I've done.
Right.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, what I love to do is do the legal shield, prepaid legal. I'm just going to say prepaid legal. I don't care what they call it. You know, that's what I love to do. I love to do what I like. When I get up in the morning, what I like about that, I can do what I want to with who I want to as long as I want to, and I don't have to worry about who can pay the bill. And I'm going to tell you something else I like about it. I can get up in the morning, and if I don't want to go to work, I don't have to go to work because I'm retired. But I've been that way 29 years. And I want to tell you something. You've got an opportunity here. You've really got, I mean, I don't care if you're a brand-new associate or what level you are. Linda, you really hit the key. You can retire at any time you want to. And Linda, you're really retired because you're doing what you love to do, and people retire to do what they love to do. But most people ain't got the money to do it. You know, stop and think about that. People retire to do what they like to do or what they love to do, but they don't really have the money to do it. I love what I do.
Praise God.
You know, and I want to tell you something. I can get on it. You know, and the Bible says make the best of every day. John 9 says, you know, you make John 9, 4 says make the best of every day. I believe it's right. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something. I make the best of every day. Because I have my grandson involved with me. Kenneth's got his grandsons. You know, he can do what he wants to with who he wants to. And I love being around the people that I'm around. If I don't want to be around them, I just get somebody that I do love being around. And Linda, I can remember when we went to Vegas one time, and I've got a picture of that group that went. Mr. Sulzheimer took us out there, the top producers that year. Kenneth chose not to go. He was could go, but chose not to go. But the ones that went, we sat at a table and watched Seaford and Roy. You remember that, Linda?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm serious. This back up, no, don't matter who's, but I'm telling you, there was, what, 10 or 12 of us, right? And, folks, we went to that show. Mr. Stonesharp said he's going to take us to two shows. But when we chose to go to that show, he said, this is going to put us over the budget in entertainment. Yeah, it was over budget. We're over budget now, Linda. We changed, Linda. We changed.
Well,
because I could take that many people now, and I want to tell you something. When I went out there, I was just glad they had the money for we could get there.
Remember the year we went to Scottsdale like that?
Yeah. Hey, it was over budget. Folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, Jeremy might want to say something there. Jeremy? I bet he needed his help out.
But you know, Kenneth, when I understand you. If you've ever been at the right time, at the right place, with the right company, I really believe that, you know, we're there. I really believe that. I don't care what you think or what you believe, folks, this thing is going to get in hyperspeed really quick here with all the new stuff. This new brochure we got, folks, I want to tell you something. I want to mention that new brochure, and I want to mention the new contract that you get. Mary and I carry that new contract that we got with us every place we go, Kenneth. We love to pull that out. Show people what they got. You got how to use the product. Well, you got your will in the new contract.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat.
It's got an envelope even to mail your will back to your provider law firm. It's got the new cards. We carry that with us. Folks, we got so many new tools, so many great tools that, you know, folks, I feel like that I've got a new jet and I can just fly around with it.
And you know those things aren't costing us any extra either.
No. Hey, it's all free.
Yeah.
And the new brochures, that new brochure, folks, we've been using them, and you got people that's got a membership will fight you over one of them new brochures. I mean, but you know what? It don't happen if you don't get out there and see them.
Well, if you don't, my wife says you can't win if you don't play the game.
That's right. You know, you just mentioned that. I thought about while going, I was about to forget. You know, St. Louis Cardinals, I know we'll forget what they said the other night and they won the World Series. They said everybody said we'd be sitting and watching somebody else play the World Series. And said, here, we want it.
There you go.
We're not where we're supposed to be. Folks, get in the game and let's see you be where you're not supposed to be.
Hey, Larry, we appreciate you very much. You tell Mary hello for us at any time.
All right, buddy.
We appreciate you being our friend.
Well, I appreciate y'all, Kenneth. I appreciate the opportunity to get on here tonight. And I always love to hear from Linda and Randy and you and Jeremy, the whole bunch, and Harold Penson. I'll tell you what, you've got a lot of great people, and we love all of you. We appreciate all of you. And all I got to say is, folks, we'll see you at the top because we're going to be there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
All right, Kenneth. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Randy, Jeremy?
Again, thank you, Larry, for being on. Miss Bowden, I appreciate your input tonight. Appreciate you being on. Appreciate the longevity that we have on our team. There's not very few teams out there that can boast to the longevity like we can, you know, decades of people involved with prepaid. So, Mr. Moore, I think we've gone over a little bit on our time. It was great, great call, though, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, you know, Randy, I just appreciate Larry getting on. I think he did an absolutely wonderful job. I know things are not what some people want, but they're better than some other people want. But I tell you what, if we stay in this game, everybody that stays in this time next year is going to say, oh, my Lord, I am so happy that I stayed in the game. And let's folks, let's keep doing this. Let's keep putting God first, put our family second, and let's put this legal shield third. Keep it that way. Keep it in our mind that way. Let's go out there tomorrow and tell some people about the Legal Shield product, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there hurting today. And I say this often, but, you know, if we pass a house, if it's on fire, we stop, for especially children, and try to get them out. But we go right down the street. I've been guilty as anybody. Go right past somebody's house that's dying on account of finances, dying on account of legal help and can't afford it, and we never stop and say hello. We're all guilty of that sometime or another in our life. But, again, God first, family second, Legal Shield last. We're so proud you're on the team. We're going to do the best we can to stand up for you and lead you the way you should be. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.